escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's see what TC talking about here. 916-909-1320. It's always eventful with TC on the line. What's up, bro?
Yes, sir. What's up with my two brothers?
Not much, man. How you doing, bro?
Oh, man, just vibing, bro. So, look, check it out. So, I'm at the point, hey, I get it. We don't want to be pushing the bushes, right? We all love that one, right? We don't want to be pushing the bush. When I'm talking like that, I'm talking Scott Perry and the Kings. I get it. We want to stand on business, and that's what I respect about Perry. But at the end of the day, let's get this deal done, bro. Let's give him the unprotected. Whatever it is, I know we ain't betting against ourselves or whatever, but it's like we don't want to go into that offseason. Like, because in my opinion, we in a win-win situation. We either going to get the trade now or we can sign him in the offseason because he want to come anyway. But do we really want to deal with that on the offseason with a bunch of other people maybe trying to throw money at this cat? Give him the unprotected, top 10, whatever, however y'all want to do, top 10 protected, right? Here, Warriors, y'all can have that. It's all about what I tell y'all before. It's about getting y'all guy in the building, right? It's not an overpay. If you think that guy is the guy that can help your team move forward, bro, get the deal done and get him here. That's all I got, man.
Okay. We got to get the off-season thing out of our head. Like, that's one, no one has money. Mm-hmm. Two, no one includes Sacramento. Mm-hmm. Like, Sacramento is going to have to make a series of moves for them to even be able to approach a conversation with Jonathan Kuminga this offseason. Again, who knows what happens between now and then. If they're going to get Jonathan Kuminga in a Kings uniform, it's almost certainly happening now. It's happening between now and October 1st. So the idea of, oh, just wait till that's not even remotely realistic, and it's not how this salary cap works.
Yeah, I don't think so at all.
And you would also need a trade market to magically appear for a variety of different players that don't have trade markets right now.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that I think about is when people talk about, you know, I don't want to overpay or we're bidding against ourselves in the trade negotiations for Jonathan Kuminga. And I get all that. I don't believe I would overpay because I don't know how strongly I feel about Jonathan Kuminga as a potential franchise guy. But we get so caught up on that, you know, we don't want to overpay, you know, don't want to give unprotected first. If I get it. But if Jonathan Kuminga comes to Sacramento, if the Kings say, all right, here's an unprotected first round pick, and I guarantee you there will be a lot of people who will say, that's an overpay. How could you do that? All this other stuff. And Jonathan Kuminga comes here, is a five-time All-Star, helps them get past the second round into the conference finals once or twice. Is anybody going to be thinking it's an overpay?
No.
Oh, it's just going to be like you went and got this guy for probably on a steal. It probably look like it's a steal if he starts to reach that type of potential. So I understand TC talking about if you believe he can – bring that type of value to your franchise, you go get them. There's almost no such thing as an overpay if you're getting the guy that you want and you believe he can take you to another level. Two things are there, though. I don't know if Scott Perry and them look at him exactly like that, Like, he's like, that's, he's one of those guys that can take you to a next, another level. And there's a big risk involved. You know, he may not be that type of guy. He may just be a really good ball player, not an all-star at all. And then you've lost out on an unprotected pick in 2030 or something like that.
This feels like something the Kings just need to keep waiting out, and then just hopefully Joe Lacob comes to his senses.
And that's all this is a waiting game.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what may truly get this deal done, whether it's with Sacramento or somebody else, what truly gets a Jonathan Kuminga deal done is Steph and his boy getting involved, going, we can't have this in our locker room.
I was really thinking about that like this morning, like, how crazy is it to think Draymond Green just says something?
Where it's not.
Yeah, exactly. Where it's just Draymond Green just says something or whatever. Yeah, it's not going to work or whatever. Blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
Like,
all right, now it's out there.
We can't have this in our locker room. That dude, before the Warriors season tanked and was brought back to life by Jimmy Butler, he was talking, oh man, the locker room, we got all the bad vibes out and blah, 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 and all of this, like, silly nonsense before they went, like, 3-27 over their next 30 games or whatever it was. Slight exaggeration. But we're just inviting ourselves to do that again. A year later, we're inviting ourselves to do that again. Mm. All right.
All right. And once again, this is what we talked about on Friday.
And I'm sure, well, you talk about Draymond and Steph, I'm sure this would be received really well by Jimmy Butler.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy Butler.
If there is one thing we know.
It's kind of the wild card here. I forgot about
it. If there's one thing we know, Jimmy is totally cool with teammates who aren't bought in.
Oh, yeah.
Rachel, do you have time for an interview tomorrow at 12?
And he would handle it like the professional he is. Well, everybody involved, the organization, the player, everything. He would handle it like a pro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's just great. Let's get to Norm, because yeah, Scooter asked a question in the chat that I want to talk to, but I want to hear what Norm's got to say as well.
916-909-1320. What's happening, Norm?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, man. How you doing?
Just living the dream, you know?
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, I was wondering if anything in Lacob's history shows him being spiteful. I know D'Lo mentioned it a little bit. Just be spiteful enough to not trade Kuminga. There's kind of another fold to it would be Vivek's involvement in the A's, if Lacob would be spiteful toward him over that.
Well, I didn't think of that. Yeah. I'm gonna guess no. Like, when you're, I think there's layers of business. One level, you do business with everybody. Another level where these guys are at, you're in a competitive business trying to win, and you're trying to figure out ways to make your team better, make your business better. You do business. Then there's another level. Well, you can be spiteful. I don't think that's where anyone is.
Right.
So I'm gonna go no. It's an interesting thought, but I'm gonna go no. And I don't know of anything Joe Lacob has done in his history to be spiteful, and I certainly don't think he's ever done anything that would damage his basketball team, which he has invested a lot in. Like, that's the thing. I'll never criticize Joe Lacob for, like, he said, he, as long as we can win titles, I'm gonna pay.
Right.
And the second he saw we couldn't win titles no more, he was like, well, done doing that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
no, I agree with you on that. What I'll say towards that though is, if I was Joe Lacob, and it could just be on site for anything involving John Fisher, but I would look at that situation as, that wasn't my beef, my issue isn't with Vivek, it's with John Fisher. And because I would tend to look at it, if I was John Fisher, or, you know, Lacob and Fisher going back and forth. Yeah, Lacob might want to buy the A's, keep them in the Bay Area, whatever. But if I'm Fisher, I've said this a number of different times before, yeah, I might sell. I might not sell to Vivek. But I know I'm not selling to you.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I'll go find money elsewhere. But you, Joe Lacob, I ain't never selling to you. Never. And that has nothing to do with Lacob and Vivek. That's a Lacob and John Fisher issue.
Let's get Mitch in here. Mitch is having a tough day. 916.
What happened?
He's having a tough time. 916-909-1320. What's up, Mitch?
Damon, Casey, how are you guys? I'm hearing a lot of things on this chat room and everything. I'm not getting down to the truth here. I'm in the pool here. I'm trying to get some laps here. I'm going to have to throw some weight. But I can't do that. You ever go to a pool and you ask somebody, can I share this lane? I find it's kind of rude. First come, first serve. I'm getting pissed off. I keep hearing that you're going to be leaving, Damon. Tell me that's not correct. I hope not.
Well, is it a public pool?
Well, I pay good money for it.
So it's like at a gym membership or something, right?
Yeah. I'm going to keep it till October. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's what happens sometimes, Mitch. Other people have gym memberships too. And maybe you got to get up a little earlier, when people aren't there. That's what I have to do with the basketball gym at the gym that I'm a member of. Got to get up earlier if I'm going to get in the gym by myself.
Well, I keep that in mind. Maybe I got to talk to these lifeguards. But, if they're not moving, they shouldn't be in the lane. right, Damon?
Yeah, 100%. 100%, Mitch.
All right.
You're absolutely right.
You must be checking your goal on your chest there, right? Right, brother?
He's wearing silver.
It looks gold to me from my view. Well, I'm 3,000 miles here away. We got to get Kuminga. We got to get somebody. Because all that's left is my boys, Matu, D'Anthony Melton, right? Yeah. D'Anthony Melton.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Westbrook. And for a guy to really keep the seat warm, Ben Simmons. He's got to change positions, Timmy. Anyway, I hope to talk to you guys again.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right,
just
Mitch.
Call us tomorrow or something. Mitch. Like, what do you mean again? Like, Mitch. This is the last time we're going to talk.
Mitch, you've been listening to this show for far too long understand when it's a bit.
I'm not going to lie. Mitch really called in. He was torn up talking to me like, hey, is this really the end?
Oh, that's why
he thought this was the last show.
He was like, I'm
reading the chat room and they're saying this is it. D-Lo's leaving. Is he leaving?
Yeah.
Is this it?
Well, I won't be under contract tomorrow. I could show up on Carmichael Dave's show tomorrow if I wanted to.
Well, that's where Katie thought you were originally.
That was tough. That was tough. Can't act like that didn't sting a little bit.
Does Mitch send messages in the chat? Mitch is always in the chat house.
No, he sends messages on Twitter. That's where he sends him. I don't think he's in the chat.
I don't think he is either, but
he says he's in the chat room,
is he watching? Like, Mitch, type something right now.
Yeah, Mitch, let's put something in the chat right now, big dog.
While we wait for Mitch's message, we'll take a break. We'll come back. There's a lot more to talk about around the league, around the Western Conference as well. Some questions specifically for you guys. We'll talk about... We'll talk about what's going on with your boy Jerry in Dallas.
Oh, my goodness.
Because it's getting funnier by the day.
Well, let me explain myself.
Yeah. Oh, good. And that. We get that ahead. Stilo and Casey on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Just for the record, as much as I love playing into the bit, this is not our last show. At least I don't think it is.
The way things are going, I wasn't sure if you were telling the truth or not.
I mean, I don't know. It could be. I don't think it is. I mean, I could get the, Complex wants to see you in the office at 7 o'clock message. But
I saw Manny's tweet this morning. I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Because you didn't know what was going on.
We didn't even realize, my contract ends today. And not only has Complex not brought it up to me, I had to bring it up to him. I was like, hey, you know my contract's up. He's like, yeah, we got to take care of Kevin.
We work in a weird building.
Like, oh.
Yeah. It's
so should I come to work until you're done talking to Kevin? Or I've been here 23 years. Here? Did you get that email?
They missed my work anniversary last month.
Check your email, pal. 23 years. Did they really?
Come on, man.
Are you being serious?
No, I'm joking.
Oh.
Come on, man.
23 years, pal. Mm. KC don't want his work anniversary celebrated. We established that on Friday too.
Oh snap! Oh, all right, man. Hold on. This is gonna be crazy. Sorry, we're talking about something else.
Oh, are you watching boxing?
Well, I am. It's Floyd Mayweather versus Victor Ortiz, and now they're doing the thing where look who's in the attendance. There's Tyson. There's Oscar De La Hoya. There's Diddy.
Yeah, yeah. There he is.
Snap. I said, oh, snap. Oh, man. Yeah, this memory lane going to be crazy. But to your point, no, they need to get it right. When was I hired?
Well, you were hired in August. That's not in question. There might be some other things in question, but your actual hire date is not in question. It is August.
Get it right.
It is a little weird that we signed contracts on the exact same day within 30 seconds of each other, and there's questions about when.
You were hired in August, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was already hired in August.
Yes.
But that's not what they're telling me.
Well, no.
You signed a different
deal. When we started with KSFM 2 years ago, you and I, tore up our existing contracts. We were working on something brand new because we took on another radio station. Mm-hmm. So the idea of what you were told the other day, that 1 + 1 does not equal that.
Yeah. Taking this to court.
Radio's so fun.
We better take it to Kevin because Kevin's the only one who can get stuff done here.
He's the one. He's the one.
916-909-1320. We're having fun, but I don't think this show is going anywhere.
It's okay, Mitch.
But the point is, it can. I'll make that clear.
Let's be perfectly clear.
It can.
Yeah. Mitch said, I hope to talk to you guys soon one day.
Like, he was sad.
Mitch was sad.
Mitch hung up the phone and shed a tear.
Mitch called me and was like, say it ain't so, Jess.
I didn't even, I was like, just call us back tomorrow.
No.
I didn't even realize. Poor Mitch.
Well, I think Kings fan since 1985, whatever his name is in the chat, said he checked the news to see if you guys were telling the truth or not.
That's crazy.
Do you think, we would make the news?
I think sometimes people forget where we goof around a lot.
You guys did a news thing for the 1,000th episode, no?
We did.
Yeah, Cody.
I figure if the show went down.
You think it would be on Jake Gayton's...
I got a text from Jake this morning. It's a shoot. Jake was like, is this real? Like, what is this?
If they canceled the show, D'Lo and KC live on with Jake Gayton spilling all the secrets of what went down.
I thought my Lex...
sit down.
We will tell.
I thought my Lex Luger, what is he doing here meme made it pretty clear. Like, it's all in good fun.
Either that or you're going to the other side.
Well, clearly not.
Well, how many people knew what that meant?
I don't know. I guess.
I don't think Jake knew. I asked Jake. He said he didn't watch wrestling.
Jake probably. Jake almost certainly didn't know what that like. I appreciate Jake. Yes, Jake would absolutely cover this. Matt and Kevin would.
We did get the.
Jason would. Jason Anderson would.
We did get a story when D'Lo returned to radio. True story.
We did. We did.
It was probably like a. I don't know, 30,000 word
it wasn't.
Article.
No, it wasn't.
And I got 5.
That was
on the front page. It was on the bottom fold, but it was on the front page.
That's fine. I love Barley that you know what part of it.
Return to radio.
I can't even remember who wrote that.
Joe D.
Joe wrote it?
Because
I talked to somebody and it wasn't Joe.
Must
have talking to Joe's intern. He's like, hey, go talk to this bum over here. I don't have time for this.
I thought Joe D wrote it.
Your boy wrote one. It was a bit your boy wrote one about
who's my
about Cap and like it was like I think a Grant Napier fallout. Yeah.
Oh man.
That's your man.
Nah, that ain't my man.
That's your man.
He
right
blocked
there.
Me.
Did he? I hope he did me too.
Whoa.
Hey. Nope. Where's it at? Hold on. I can't find it. I was going
it's
on Friday.
Too late. Nah, he ain't.
I got it. Hold
he
on.
He ain't blocked me. It's too late. Next play's been wrong.
Yeah, I don't know what has.
Next play went no huddle. They went no huddle.
Pass interference 70 yards down the field.
Next play's been run.
It's a first and goal.
Wow.
That was crazy.
Oh, man. Love this show.
Did you love SummerSlam over the weekend?
No. I liked SummerSlam. Did not love it. To be fair, I didn't watch the first night. I know what happened, but I didn't watch the first night. I thought the Seth, I got alerted by the group text.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, let me see what
I
happened.
Sent that because Eddie was there.
Yeah.
And he was ready for the Punk moment. And they took it away.
Yeah. I thought it was great. I'm a Seth fan, so I thought it was great. I think Seth, am I speaking out of turn to say he might be one of the most underrated wrestlers?
In what regard,
though? I don't know if he's underrated. Yeah, he's like, not underrated. Like
Seth doesn't move me.
He's one of the most important.
He's an important piece of the puzzle.
Do you feel like
he's not? I don't think Seth is a leading man.
Do you feel about Seth the way I feel about KO or Cody?
He's Bret Hart.
I fit not KO. Like you hate Kevin.
I
Owens.
Don't hate.
I
KO.
Feel about Seth the way you feel about Cody Rhodes.
Is he Bret Hart? Like he's a top guy and all that. But...
There's the off the air warning from
who was that? See, I would lose that part of the. I would lose that game. Can I take?
It's Ken. It's Ken every day. Every single day.
Seth isn't just like a Seth. Myth. Like Seth is like he's important. He's something.
No, Seth is really, really important. I just don't feel like Seth is a leading man.
Mm.
Like the moment was cool. Like I guess everyone knew it was coming. I don't watch enough to like it wasn't on the top of my mind.
Mm.
The thing that stood out to me the most is I thought the Punk Gunther match was bad.
See, I didn't see it.
Like I thought it was like it's not one. It's not what I'd expect from CM Punk. Mm-hmm. I think they worked too much to Gunther. I didn't like it. I like the it did have a, well, this will come into play later. This it did have a twinge of like WrestleMania 30 when Roman busted Brock open. And you started to think, oh, something's happening here because Brock was indestructible. And you get that moment. Obviously, Seth cashes in. This is a little bit different. And then Punk actually makes the pin. It took so long for him to get there. We were talking about this in the group text with Eddie also. I thought they might actually do a match and like give you doubt as to, yo, can Punk pull this off? Instead, they do what they do, which is so formulaic at this point. It's to me, it's not good. I did love the moment where Seth turned around and threw the crutches to the side. I thought that was great. But in the end, it was just like, all right, so Seth is your champion again. It's like, what is name other than his cash-ins? Can you name a memorable Seth Rollins moment with him as the champion?
Not champion, but like,
no,
he's,
no,
well, he's the champion though. Now. But he's the champion now. He's the guy.
I also think, and maybe this.
Well, he's like, not the guy. Cody's the guy, but he's got a belt.
Maybe this is the same thing with Cody. I think Seth is miscast as a babyface, and during his championship run, he's been a babyface. I think he's a much
He was a heel.
When
he the alliance with Triple H, he was a heel.
That stuff wasn't bad though.
I think he's a heel.
Was he a leading heel or was Triple H the leading heel?
Well, yeah, but like The Rock was aligned with Vince McMahon at one point. Like that's just a storyline
that happened. Seconds.
Roman with Paul.
Yeah, Paul's not Triple H though.
Yeah, but I'm saying like yeah, a lot of these heels, they need their alliance.
But Hunter was above Seth is the problem. Paul wasn't above Roman.
True.
Paul accentuated Roman.
True.
Hunter overshadowed Seth.
That's a good point. I think, and now, like I said, it's just different taste. I think Seth is a heel, can be that type of guy. I think he's always been that guy. I always thought they don't owe anybody anything. But Seth put a lot of people over since
Cody. Cody being the most important. He'd think he put Cody over. Was it Cody and Seth in that cage?
Yeah.
I think he put him over three straight pay-per-views.
And I was trying to think, and I was like, oh, yeah, this was just SummerSlam. It wasn't WrestleMania. But Seth has lost a bunch of WrestleMania matches.
All of
getting
them.
Getting these guys
over. Loses all of them.
Yeah. And I was like, they kind of owe him, you know, this opportunity. But
taking it away from Punk was great storytelling.
Yeah.
Taking that moment away from Punk was great. And there's always it happened with John last night. There's always a moment where it's like, this is going on too long. Why? And like you could see Punk talking to the referee and normal and we've learned this, you know, recently. They want the shot of the referee raising Punk's hand. And so I thought the ref was telling Punk, hey, we got to get up. I got to raise your hand. And Punk was saying, not yet. But clearly he was telling him, hey, I'm gonna step out of the way, but you've got time. The music's, you know, communicating whatever they're going to do next.
Right.
And then, you know, we get the cash in. It's like, all right.
Yeah. Like I said, I saw it second. I didn't see it live. So when I saw it, I was like, oh, that was pretty cool. That was dope.
You know what the de facto move is when you've never been in front of a crowd? You just start screaming. If you didn't see Cardi B's meaningless contributions to SummerSlam, all she did was scream. And it was like, this is so bad on all fronts. I have no idea. I flipped on night two pretty early. And Stephanie was in the ring. I'm not sure if Cardi came out on night two
she
at all.
Didn't. I watched the whole thing.
Part of me wondered, is Cardi going to interfere in the main event with The Rock? Like, is that what we're doing?
I didn't see the opening of it. I was like in another room, so I heard the opening. I know they played Cardi's song. I don't know if she was out there.
Cardi
but if
useless.
She came out that on the second night, that was the time. She didn't come out the rest. I watched
damn Sunday. Terrible. That was awful. If they paid her, they blew money on that. That was a waste.
They got money to blow.
I guess so.
They got money to blow. There's a couple things. I know y'all got to bear with us. There's a couple wrestling things here. So let's finish with SummerSlam.
Well, we might have to go back if we're moving on to night two. We might have to go back to Friday.
Well, that's the right call, no, by the no, way. We can. What I have to ask is, like, it's a conversation I heard. I want to run mm-hmm. something by you. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with SummerSlam.
Okay.
So, like, let's stay there with SummerSlam. So, full disclosure, I told you guys in the group chat, around 3, it was early in the afternoon, somebody put out a tweet, and I don't know why WWE, they've done this before in some form or fashion. I don't know why they always do this. Somebody put out a tweet of like, hey, what's going on? And they screen recorded going through WWE's roster, active roster, or maybe it was active people at SummerSlam or something like that. And Brock Lesnar was there. And I was like, what? Okay. Is he really going to show up? Is this a glitch? Is it AI or whatever?
I saw that tweet too, but I also saw people saying like he never got removed officially or whatever. So I wasn't sure
maybe
what
that
to
was
believe.
Okay. Yeah, maybe, yeah, maybe that happened. But I was like, yeah, he's probably. I didn't see any other surprise comeback situation. I thought it would be handled a different way, though. I thought Cena would win, he'd be celebrating, and Brock Lesnar would come out. Then, as I thought about it, it does make more sense to take the belt off of Cena because Brock would be his last match, in my opinion. He's not going to retire with the belt. So take it off of him and let them have their blood feud or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't believe they brought him back.
I can't either.
Really?
No, I can't. Like, I
this is what with, they do,
with,
though.
With, yeah, but this is with in this era, with his name mentioned in that lawsuit, the way that it was, yeah, I'm pretty floored that they did this. Like, I'd have serious questions if I was Bianca, Charlotte, Bayley, any of those women that work in that locker room. I'd have a lot of questions about how this company conducts themselves. Mm. And the details of Brock Lesnar's involvement in the Janelle Grant Vince McMahon lawsuit are far too graphic to discuss on the radio, but they're not hard to find.
Right.
And so unless, and this has not been made public, if it has, unless he has been completely absolved of everything in that lawsuit.
I saw something like 4 weeks ago, WWE legal cleared him or something like that. I don't know what that means, but I saw that.
I don't think it's WWE's job to clear him.
Well, as far as for him to
I don't
come
think
back
that's how
that.
Court of laws work. If that's the case, if I ever get in trouble, I'm just going to ask you guys to clear me.
Well, because
the court of D'Lo and KC says he's fine.
I think I just saw too, like, he's in that lawsuit, but he's named. He's not being sued.
Yeah, he's not being sued, but his involvement in that,
he's part of
in that
story,
act is disgusting.
I don't disagree. It's just I feel like this has been the WWE.
And
I thought it might be a little different now that they're a little bit more big business than they were in the past. Like TKO is big business, but
they're big business. But what's the other half of TKO?
The UFC,
right?
And
now all of a sudden now and I guess it's shame on us for expecting a company that houses the UFC to take the moral high ground. Remember, they brought Vince McMahon back after they knew of the hush money payments. They brought him back. Their chief content officer was at the White House with his boy. They have no problem promoting that stuff. It feels to me that WWE is taking a clear path that, like, yeah, a few might be upset, but we don't care anymore. The idea that many people will turn off their product, they probably think that's not even possible.
Right. They don't.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to be there whenever Raw starts on Monday.
They won't turn off the TV.
Buy the belts and the t-shirts and all that stuff still.
They, TKO, Triple H, WWE, all that, they have ultimate say-so.
Dwayne carries the bag for this too.
They have ultimate say-so on what they want to do and the ultimate veto power. But what do you make of the, I don't know if the reports or rumors that this was all Cena's call? Have you heard that?
I haven't heard anything about that.
Triple H said he wanted him. John Cena wanted Brock.
John
Jr. He's kind of connected.
To be clear, but in this scenario, John, like, I'm sorry.
Right.
Like, we will do everything we can for your final run here. That is out of the question.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. They got final veto power on that one, but apparently it was Cena who wanted this, who made the call for this to happen. So that's an interesting subplot as well. And then, like you said, going back to Friday, I'm not sure exactly what you had on your mind, but the way the Cena heel situation has played out, it's just been awful. He was the worst heel of all time.
That was the right call to end it right then and there, though. You didn't need to drag that out anymore. It was cooked once The Rock, we realized that wasn't happening anymore. It was cooked when it started.
It's hilarious to think The Rock rolled into Elimination Chamber and just blew everything up. Like, he literally has destroyed the main event storyline for the last 2 years.
I think WWE played a part in that as well, though. Because if you watch The Unreal, wasn't it like, yeah, we're trying to get The Rock here as well? Like, they knew it was a one-off situation.
Well, we knew that. Don't you remember his Pat McAfee interview?
Well, I'm saying it was both of them.
Yeah, this show sucks. Nick called me in to come save the damn day. Right. And Hunter figured we have to build an angle around this. And according to the doc, it was, I don't know if it was Hunter or Bruce, one of them. One, if it's Bruce, that's hilarious. I always like to remind people, I'm sure Bruce is still solid at what he does. Bruce Pritchard booked the Mega Powers exploding. Right. Jesse, that was about 20 years before you were born. They have the same guy making creative decisions as who made them back in 1986. Now, I get the idea of let's do something we've never done. We tried it with Austin. It didn't work. We saw it hit an entirely new level when they did it with Hogan back in 96. Let's try it with John. With the one wrinkle that we didn't have to either of those other guys is we have an end date. We can write the whole storyline from beginning to end right now. God damn, did that fail badly.
That was awful.
So, so bad. Mm-hmm. And Matt texts me like, hey, did you see Cena's promo? Matt George. I was like, no. He was like, it was weird. I think he turned babyface. I was like, what? He was like, yeah, either he turned babyface or it's setting up some crazy thing tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. Then Chris WCW texts me. Mm-hmm. Did you see the end? And I was like, no. And of course he responds, yeah, WWE sucks. All right. And then, so I wound up not seeing it Friday. I wound up seeing the whole 9-minute segment Saturday morning. And I just was like, I don't know what to say. Like, I think the crowd was into it, which is the most important thing. But it's like, I think he did. He just turned himself babyface and basically said F the Rock along the way.
Yeah, they should have did that sooner. This stuff wasn't working for so long.
He was bad at it.
Well, it's not. No, it's not
because
even,
it's because he didn't believe it.
Well, that, but he also started off on the wrong foot. It was like cooked from day one. Bro, I don't think there was no getting back.
I was in the minority. I went back after we watched it live, the first promo or whatever, and I was like, I don't feel any different about it. Then watching it on Unreal, I was like, this is dumb. Like, this was a terrible promo. The best part was when he singled out the kid. That was it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like, we were watching those Netflix things, awful. And we were like, yeah these all stink.
I was like, that was awful. And like you said, maybe he didn't believe it. Maybe, I don't know, maybe he just wasn't good at it. But
nah, I don't think. I think
angle
John...
that he used was bad. This whiny angle that they used for him being a heel was the wrong way to go.
I know he had moments along the way. The mimicking the pipe bomb, I think, was probably one of the highlights. But the fact is, like, I think John's just a good guy. Like, I think John Cena is actually a good guy. And I think stuff like Make-A-Wish means the world to him. I think all of these, I think his perception from children still matters to him. Turning John Cena heel at this point is catering to like the 25 to 55 year old. So who are you doing this for? Right. You have a roster full of guys that are doing things for the 25 to 55 year old. If you have one who's doing something for the kids, like, let him do it.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
He was so overselling the I'm John Cena thing in the match. I kept thinking he's going to destroy Cody with like a chainsaw or something. At some point.
I thought he was going to do something heelish.
One of these guys is going to do something insanely heelish. Yeah. And they just never did. And the big moment was Brock. And it was like, all right.
And here's the other thing. Once again, I understand I consume WWE and wrestling a little different than most. Does every main event have to be 40 minutes and they try their finisher?
It went on too long.
They try their finisher three times and it doesn't work. Like when it happened initially, I don't remember when it first started happening like that, but it was like, oh snap. Like he kicked out of the stunner. This is crazy. Now I go into every match assuming it's going to be a 30 to 45 minute match and they're going to try to finisher. I don't even need to watch the first 20 minutes. I can go watch something else.
The finishers through the tables were like, all right.
I think they should switch it up every now and then. Have a it's formulaic. Lesnar Cena match, you know, where he
beat him up for 16 minutes. Yeah.
Like, do
Suplex
that
City, bitch.
Because at least that'll get me. If you do that one time, that'll get me to be like, well, this could be the time they do that again. They haven't done something like that in what, 8-9 years?
I don't think. I mean, it doesn't matter because it's not based on. One, I think there's something like Cody was booed pretty heavily on. That's a New York crowd. It's a traveling crowd. So it might be a little bit different than what you see a week from tonight or Friday or whenever he shows up. But he was booed, and he was booed a lot. So we'll see like how they go with that. I don't think there was anything good this weekend. And I'm going to and I tried to watch a lot. I had no clue there was a women's intercontinental title.
I think the Seth run-in was cool. Just as a wrestling fan, like separating everything, Brock coming back, that was a dope surprise for a lot of people. It's never going back, so I don't know why I would even complain about it. Two nights is just
it's too much. Yeah,
I just think wrestling's different now, and it's just not for.
It's not for. It's not for us.
Like
yeah,
I would.
It's not.
So I feel like on Twitter, I feel like Punk versus Gunther, like that got a lot more positive notes than like how you felt about it. Like I think overall SummerSlam, like
you know what
was better than WrestleMania and stuff.
Probably soured me that night was the first thing. Like I tuned in real quick and saw Cardi. I was like, this is awful. Like, all right. Actually, no, I take that back. I didn't tune in. I saw it on social media and I was like, damn, SummerSlam started already. So I did a few things and I was going to go, I just pulled it up on my phone, and the first thing I saw was Jelly Roll's entrance. Seeing
the dudes everywhere, man.
Come on, man.
And that was definitely I don't think I like wrestling anymore. You can still hook me, but man, that was tough.
Man, the two nights is great. There's places, like I want to go to Vegas for a WrestleMania. They're going to Minnesota for a SummerSlam.
I ain't going for 2 days.
They're going for a SummerSlam. That gives me a reason to go to Minneapolis. That's cool. But like you just saying, the thought of going to wrestling for 2 days, four
Ten
hours
apiece. Yeah.
Bro, no. And all the money I got to pay to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Nah. For me personally, people have a great time there, it seems like. For me personally, I don't love wrestling that much to do all that.
It's not for us, guys. It's not for us.
Raw at the Golden One Center in
October. Is that Raw or is that a live event?
That's a Raw.
It's a Raw, huh?
Now they owe us one. After that recording that they had disguised as Raw.
I wouldn't count on it.
Hopefully it's not before a
I wouldn't
a PLE.
Count on it. We'll come back. We have some fun with what's going on in Dallas. Things we're talking about in the NBA as well. Dive a little bit further into the Luka deal, why that is such a big deal. What next for LeBron James? They made it a point to point out, LeBron FaceTime Luka. It's all good. See the one, Casey, on ESPN.
Did you hear what your boy Dan Patrick? I'll tell you when you come back. I'll tell you.
Oh, I'm interested. Yeah. It's ESPN 1320.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
AC and air.
Oh, protect yourself at all times. Just happened. It just happened. Man. Hey, he gave him a 1-2 that was crazy.
That was the last we ever heard of Victor Ortiz, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Unless you watched, like, The Expendables 3 or something like that.
Yeah.
There was a third one?
Dude, I think it was, like, a fourth one.
Stop.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm going to check right now. I'm pretty sure.
Fourth one is crazy. Man.
I remember the second one. It's like, okay, this is a bit of a reach, but all right.
Protect yourself at all times.
I'm looking at it right now. I'm typed in Expendables. There's an Expendables with a 4 in it, so.
Oh, man. That's tough.
That's crazy. Over the break, I just want to fill you in.
You know what else is tough?
I thought Rousey was in that one.
I thought it was 30 minutes later than it actually was.
It happened.
That's why I got up. And I was like, all right, boom. When you halfway through the show, everything's fine. And I was like, wait, what? Looked at my phone again. I was like, oh.
D-Lo's contract situation's kind of flustered right now.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out for Kevin.
During the break, I talked about Cody having an interview with Bill Simmons, and he just floated the idea of everything that we've always seen in wrestling being a work. And he used the example of, and he didn't say it was.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't. He was just like talking openly, and he's like, what if this is a work? And he talked about Sean and Brett.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, what if this is a work? And he used the going back in time to like when he would watch stuff with his dad, and he would react to something. He's watching something with his dad, and it's like, oh, they got real heat or whatever, and all this other stuff. And his dad, he said Dusty would never ruin it. He would just be like, yeah, maybe they do.
Mm-hmm.
And do it like that. And he said that always sticks in his head. And with that particular thing, that does stick in his head. Like, there's microphones, there's cameras. And they were like, well, what about Vince getting punched? And he's like, yeah, that's the business sometimes. Sometimes it's like, yeah, you're going to have to hit me.
Mm-hmm.
You're go ahead, do what you got to do. And he said, I'm not saying one way or another. He said, I just, what if that was What if that was all the work?
Well, that's certainly an interesting conversation to have on the heels of what we saw with Seth Rollins. They built this whole story about how Seth Rollins was hurt. They were smart in the sense of they never gave an actual medical report. They went through all of the things to show that he was hurt, even to have the abrupt ending to a match, to do all of this stuff, but they never, if someone tells their ACL, they'll tell you. Mm-hmm. MCL, PC, if someone, like, they'll tell you the specifics of the injury, so you at least have an idea of a timeline. They've done that, Hunter tearing his quads, like, Hunter tore his ACL 1 year. Like, yeah, they've done all of that. So the I think there's a one, I believe if it happens on TV in front of a camera, it's a work. And there are exceptions for that. I think Brett, Sean, Vince, I think that's an exception to things.
Matt Hardy versus Edge, maybe.
That was a work.
That was a work as well?
That was a work.
There was no shoot to that at all.
That was planned. No. Like, that was planned. Like, obviously, a real life situation.
I mean, like, that wasn't one where it kind of bled in, I guess?
No.
No?
No, that was a real-life situation and in where Edge slept with Matt's girlfriend and they wound up firing Matt. The crowd hated it, demanded him back, got it, and then they turned that real-life situation into an angle. And those guys worked with each other. It looked like they were beating the crap out of each other and perhaps to a certain degree that they were, but that was the plan. Everyone needs to think that we hate each other. Remember when Punk came back in Chicago for the WWE and the camera just happened to catch Seth's reaction? Mm-hmm. Oh, Seth is pissed Punk's back. No, dog, it's a work. Right. It happened on camera in front of a live crowd. If Punk really felt that way, or if Seth really felt that way, it wouldn't have happened in front of the audience. Because the second he got to the back, Hunter would have pulled him aside, Nick Khan would have pulled him aside, somebody would have pulled him aside and said, hell, this might have been during McMahon's time. We don't do that in front of a live crowd. No. And now, how many years later is it? It's still Seth and Punk. Mm-hmm. The whole, it's like Hogan lying about Metallica. Everything is a work. They've spent their entire lives trying to tell you that what they do is real. They're just now starting to tell us it's not. So they're trying to find new ways to fool the audience. And Seth is a great example. I think there's a difference between fooling the audience and keeping stuff secret. I didn't know Brock was coming back. I didn't see the tweet that you saw. That was a surprise to me. John turning heel, like we from a wrestling community, like talked about it. Like, what are they going to do? We didn't know it was going to happen until like moments before where we're like, hey, did you see the way John won? This looks a little as a little heelish right there. Right. And that's one thing I loved about that episode is that was set up by Punk. Like if you go back and you watch that, what is it called? Unreal.
Yeah.
Punk says, I'm going to kick you, fall back on your ass, and you'll see everything that happens. So you'll watch Seth hit that stomp on me, so you have no benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. You're watching it happen, and you immediately take advantage. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that's brilliant.
Right.
Like, that's brilliant. But sure, like, everything's a work. Like, I'm perfectly fine.
I had never heard anybody even utter that. And once again, Cody was not saying it was a work. He was just like, based
the
on
Sean Brett stuff.
Yeah, based on his experiences and how he was brought up in the game, he was like, anything could be a work. Mm-hmm. Anything that you think is real. You brought up Seth and Punk and all this other stuff. And, you know, obviously, I know it's not real, but I feel like they got real heat, right? But the business always supersedes real heat. And you watch an Unreal, they're mapping out the match, and Seth's like, yeah, that's a good call, Punk. Yeah. I'm like, bro, I thought you guys didn't like each other at all.
Yeah.
And the business always supersedes. So I'm going to continue to believe in Santa Claus, and Brett and Sean was it was as real as it gets, but I've never thought, and now I can't get that out of my head. He was like, yeah, like there just happens to be microphones in the locker room. At that time, microphones and cameras in the locker room, they're doing a documentary. He's like, I don't know. What if that was a work too?
There's a funny, so this, it's funny that this is all born from Dusty, right? Dusty Rhodes, not Dusty Baker of Baker Family Wines, who we'll talk about here in a little bit.
Hey, sign him. Just sign him already.
Hey, they're right out there. Hey, just letting you guys know, my contract is up. Hold on. Let me see if I can get the widescreen. You can see him. No, you can't see him. It's fine. Just letting you guys know, my contract's up. It's fine.
They're not paying attention to us at all.
Yeah, no shock. They're not paying attention to us. Boss is literally right outside the door. These walls are soundproof. There's a clip of Dusty with like the Four Horsemen from like 1986 where they chase him down in a car. It's an out of, you know, ring angle. So they're chasing him down with a car. They do the big beatdown angle, and then they take a crowbar to his arm. Oh. And the idea is they broke Dusty's arm, right? So, you know, back then, you know, Dusty would walk around with a cast, even at home. You know, Cody would tell the story. Yeah, I thought they broke Dad's arm and this whole thing. You can hear Dusty on camera, on the video that airs to the audience, go right before it happens, lay it in. Lay it in. Meaning like hit him, like hit him with it.
Yeah.
And the best part is they like censor it. You can't even see him get hit. And it's like, yeah, Dusty would be the one to say it's all a work. It's all fake. Losing wrestling though is a sad thing for me. Like I feel like I've lost it.
Understandable. Like, feel the same way. Unreal kind of had me hyped a little bit.
Yeah.
Why I tapped into SummerSlam.
So Unreal has got Katie interested in wrestling. And so, like, she wanted to watch it. And then I have a great video of Morgan watching Rhea. Like, she is mesmerized by – Morgan's 4 years old. She's mesmerized by Rhea Ripley. So that has breathed a little life into, like, okay, maybe there's something here. But it's not like we can go home and sit down and watch an episode of Raw.
Because
she's going to be like, well, is Cody coming out? Well, where's John? It's like, well, they might not be on this show. Oh, well, where's Rhea? Well, Rhea's on a different show. And then it quickly becomes, I don't want to watch this.
Right.
You know, have to explain to her like the two shows are like the Housewives shows that she watches. Mm. Yeah, they're under the Real Housewives banner, but this is Atlanta. Yeah,
you're not going to see NeNe.
This is Salt Lake City. Like it's not the same.
Yeah. One thing that's bubbling under the surface, I'm not going to say it's going to save anything or anything else like that, but it looks like. Finally, that Street Profits dissension is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Montez is about to.
Not caught that.
He's about to move on a little bit.
I caught that.
Yeah.
I didn't pay as enough of attention to that match as I should have.
I didn't at all.
They did a lot. I saw.
Did you see the botch?
Yes.
The guy didn't go on the ladder?
Yeah. I also saw the woman who went through the ladder.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's like, all right, man.
Yeah, like.
Is this what. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't even know everyone who was in that match. I didn't even know all their names.
I didn't know none of them. I just knew the Street Profits.
Yeah.
I didn't know not one of them.
It's tough, man. It's tough. Well, let's bring it home. Shout out to Tyrese Halliburton.
His
his Achilles injury played a role in the main event.
Tyrese.
I think it was John. I think Cena walked over, grabbed the crutch, and hit Cody with it.
Yep.
I think that's how it worked.
Yeah.
John Cena, Tyrese Halliburton, still on crutches, by the way, with a boot, Jesse, after tearing his Achilles.
I'm glad he's wearing the boot. Keep the boot on for a while.
It got booed. Got booed pretty heavily in New York. Yeah, they haven't forgotten.
As it should.
No warm, get wetter, better feelings from the fans in New York.
Jesse brought up a good point, and I saw another good point. So he goes like, yeah, it's the street fight. They're using all these things in the world. But Nah, I'm not going to use the belt.
Oh, yeah. Cody Rhodes, please miss me. Oh, no. I'm going to cry. Can I do it? Can I hit him with the belt? Like, dude.
Just hit him with a sledgehammer.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, I'm not going
to use the belt. Threw a water cup in his face earlier, like 2 minutes ago.
Bro, that was hilarious. When he hit him with a plastic water cup.
That would always
He's got to stop looking like he's about to cry, though, every time he's like, oh, on the verge of morale, like what morals or whatever, like ethics, whatever you want to call it. Like, dude, just, all right, put the belt down if you don't want to hit him.
Yeah, man. Come on, man. Come on, Cody. The other thing somebody said, and
I guess Cody is the guy who draws the kids. Like
he does.
Like we're talking about having one guy who who catered to the young audience. Maybe that's
He just bashed his head in with a chair, but I can't hit him with his belt.
That's his bag. The other thing somebody tweeted out, they're like, man, wrestling logic is so wild, bro. Like, because they were talking about Punk and Seth, and he goes, wrestling logic is so wild. Like, why is CM Punk just still in the ring? They're about to cash. Run. Get out of there.
That ramp is 200 yards long. You couldn't have gotten to the upper deck by then.
Yeah, we got it. Like, come on now. Do we know what we're watching?
Hell, you could have found Eddie Gonzalez down there on the floor. He could have gotten you out of the hole.
You're asking for the guy to run out the ring, but you touch a ref and he's knocked out for the rest of his life. Like, come on. Like, that's the thing, too. We got to stop. Wrestling fans complain so damn much.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.